ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी।
Today is Srimati Radharani's appearance day. Therefore, we are going to discuss from one verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 30. That verse is text 28th verse. Anaya aradhita nunang bhagavan हरिरीश्वरः जन्नो विहाय गोविन्दः प्रीतो याम अनयाद रह अनयाराधितो नूनं भगवान हरिरीश्वरः जन्नो विहाय गोविन्दः प्रीतो यामनयद्रः अनयाराधितो नूनं भगवान हरिरीश्वरः जन्नो विहाय गोविन्दः प्रीतो यामनयद्रः।
Come on, recite. Mataji's Anaya, by her, Aradhitaha, perfectly worshipped. Nunam, certainly. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Hari, Lord Krishna. Ishwaraha, the supreme controller. Yat, inasmuch as. Na, us, Bihaya, rejecting, Govindaha, Lord Govinda, Pritaha, pleased, Yam, whom, Anayat, led, Raha, to a secluded place. Translation. Certainly this particular gopi has perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of Godhead, Govinda, since he was so pleased with her that he abandoned the rest of us and brought her to a secluded place. Please repeat after me. Certainly this particular gopi has perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of Godhead, Govinda, since he was so pleased with her that he abandoned the rest of us and brought her to a secluded place. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti explains that the word Aradhitaha refers to Srimati Radharani. He comments, "The sage Sukadeva Goswami has tried with all endeavor to keep her name hidden, but now it automatically shines forth from the moon of his mouth. That he has spoken her name is indeed her mercy, and thus the word Aradhitaha is like the rumbling of a kettle drum sounded to announce a great good fortune." Although the gopis spoke as if jealous of Srimati Radharani, they were actually ecstatic to see that she had captured Sri Krishna. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti quotes the following details, descriptions of Srimati Radharani's footprints as given by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Sri Ujjal Nilamani. At the base of the large toe of her left foot is the mark of a barley corn. Below that mark is a disc. Below the disc is an umbrella, and below the umbrella is a bracelet. A vertical line extends from the middle of her foot to the juncture of her large and second toe. At the base of the middle toe is a lotus. Below that is a flag with a banner, and below the flag is a creeper together with a flower. At the base of her small toe is an elephant goad, and upon her heel is a half moon. Thus there are 11 marks on her left foot. At the base of the large toe of her right foot is a conch shell, and below that a spear. At the base of the small toe of her right foot is a sacrificial altar, below that an earring, and below the earring a spear. Along the base of the second, third, fourth and small toe is the mark of a mountain, below which is a chariot, and on the hill is a fish. Thus, altogether, there are 19 distinguishing marks on the sole of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. So, Krishna was dancing with the gopis, and then all of a sudden, Krishna just left the gopis. And all the gopis then started to look for Krishna. And while searching for Krishna, they saw that there were two pairs of footprints. One was obviously Krishna's, and the other footprints that they saw, they suspected or they concluded that those footprints must be of Srimati Radharani. And so when they recognized that Krishna left with Srimati Radharani, they recited this verse, Anaya Radhita Nunam Bhagavan Harir Isharo Janna Bihayo Govinda Pritoyam Anayad Raha. So this particular gopi is Anaya Radhita, Anaya Radhita, one who is very, very expert in worshipping Govinda. She, certainly, this particular gopi has perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of Godhead, Govinda. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur pointed out that this Aradhita, from this Aradhita or Aradhana, the name Radha has appeared. Actually, in the spiritual sky, all the names bear some special significance. All names bear some special significance. I just remembered the translation is Ganga Narayan, Bangla Anubadir Dorkar Ache? Karu Bangla Karu Bujhte Oshubidha Hocche? To ki ye Somnath kothay? Ha? O ranna korche ache. Okay, to mote ekjon, try to understand. Tumi kotdur porashona korecho? Class 2, you should know anyway. So every name in the Vedic culture, especially the names in the spiritual sky, has a special bearing, special significance, has a meaning. Like for example, Krishna means, what's the meaning of the word Krishna? Krishna means all attractive. Govinda means Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan means enchanter of Cupids. Madan Mohan. So similarly, Radha means Radha. Radha means one who is the most expert in worshipping Krishna. No one is more expert, no one is more qualified to serve Krishna than Srimati Radharani. Therefore, she is Radha. Also, Nanda. Where does the word Nanda come? Nanda ke Ananda Bhayo. Nanda, The word Nanda is coming from Ananda, joy. So not only Nanda, his other brothers also have all names related to Ananda, Upananda. Nanda, Upananda, Sananda, Abhinanda. So all are Ananda. So in the spiritual sky, especially in the Vrindavan, Krishna comes to give joy to Nanda Maharaj. So he is always happy, he is always joyful. Therefore he is Ananda. So similarly, Radha, the word Aradhana, the Radha has been derived from the word Aradhana. So that has been pointed out here. Actually in Srimad Bhagavatam, Radharani's name hasn't been mentioned. Why? Because Radharani is the most sacred treasure of the spiritual sky. Therefore, Radharani's identity was not revealed. Before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Radharani's identity was hidden. Nobody knew who is actually Srimati Radharani. At the most, people thought that Radharani, that Krishna of Vrindavan is an incarnation of Kshiradakshayi Vishnu, is an incarnation of Vishnu, and he performed his pastimes with this girl, Radharani. They did not have a clear understanding who Srimati Radharani is. Srimati Radharani's secret is so elevated that even Krishna wanted to understand her. Krishna, after performing his pastimes with Srimati Radharani, wants to understand who she is, what she, how she feels, what she, what is her mood, how deep is her love for me. And in order to understand that hidden truth, Krishna appears as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is how great a secret Srimati Radharani is. Anaya radhita nunam Bhagavan Harir Ishwaram. Bhagavan Harir Ishwaraha Janno Bihayo Govinda Pritayam Anayad Raha. So the gopis are actually saying. We can consider the previous few verses. Actually, while gopis became so mad when Krishna left, that they started to imitate Krishna, and they started to speak like mad people. That is called Udghurna, that state. To give an idea, so while they are searching, they said, "Let us ask these creepers about Krishna. Even though they are embracing the arms of their husband, this tree, they certainly must have been touched by Krishna's fingernails, since out of joy they are manifesting eruptions on their skin." Having spoken these words, the gopis, distraught from searching for Krishna, began to act out of various pastimes. They started to enact various pastimes of Krishna, fully absorbed in thoughts of him. One gopi imitated Putana, while another acted like infant Krishna and pretended to suck her breast. Another gopi, crying in imitation of infant Krishna, kicked a gopi who was taking the role of the cart demon Shakatasura. One gopi took the role of Trinavarta and carried away another who was acting like infant Krishna, while yet another gopi crawled about, her ankle bells tinkling as she pulled her feet. Two gopis acted like Ram and Krishna in the midst of several others who took the role of a cowherd boy. One gopi enacted Krishna's killing of the demon Vatsasura, represented by another gopi, and a pair of gopis acted out of killing of Bakasura. When one gopi perfectly imitated how Krishna would call the cows who had wandered far away, how he would play his flute, and how he would engage in various sports, the other congratulated her with exclamation, "Well done, well done." Another gopi, her mind fixed on Krishna, walked about with her arms resting on the shoulder of a friend and declared, "I am Krishna. Just see how gracefully I move." "Don't be afraid of the wind and rain," said one gopi. "I will save you." And with that she lifted her shawl above her head. Sukhdev Goswami continued, "O king, one gopi climbed on another's shoulder and putting her foot on the other's head said, 'Go away from here, O wicked snake. You should know that I have taken birth in this world just to punish the envious.' Then another gopi spoke up, 'My dear cowherd boys, look at this raging forest fire. Quickly close your eyes and I will easily protect you.' One gopi tied up her slender companion with a flower garland and said, 'Now I will bind this boy who has broken the butter pots and stolen the butter.' The second gopi then covered her face and beautiful eyes, pretending to be afraid. While the gopis were thus imitating Krishna's pastimes, asking Vrindavan's creepers and trees where Krishna, the Supreme Soul, might be, they happened to see his footprints in a corner of the forest. The gopis said, "The mark of a flag, lotus, thunderbolt, elephant goad, barleycorn, and so forth on these footprints clearly distinguish them as belonging to that great soul, the son of Nanda Maharaj." The gopis began following Krishna's path as shown by his many footprints, but when they saw that these prints were thoroughly intermixed with those of his dearmost consort, they became perturbed and spoke as follows. The gopis said, "Here we see the footprints of some gopi who must have been walking along with the son of Nanda Maharaj. He must have put his arm on her shoulder, just as an elephant rests his trunk on the shoulder of an accompanying she-elephant." And then comes to this verse. "Certainly this particular gopi has perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of Godhead, Govinda, since he was so pleased with her that he abandoned the rest of us and brought her to a secluded place." And that's why Vishwanath Chakravarti pointed out how the gopis recognize Radharani's footprints. On Radharani's footprints there are 11 marks. On the left foot there are 11 marks, and on the right foot there are 8 marks. This way there are 18 marks on her feet. So at the base of a large toe of a left foot is the mark of a barley corn. What is a barley corn? Barley corn is job. And below the mark is a disc, that is chakra. Then below the disc is an umbrella. Umbrella is chhatra. And below the umbrella is a bracelet. A bracelet. A vertical line, then a vertical line extends from the middle of a foot to the juncture of a large and second toe. One line starts from the base of her foot, left foot, and goes all the way between her right large toe and the second toe. At the base of the middle toe is a lotus. Below that is a flag with a banner. And below the flag is a creeper together with a flower. At the base of a small toe is an elephant gourd. Elephant gourd is called Ankush. Dhajo Bajro Jhashankito Pado Jugam. Dhajo means the flag. Dhaja. Bajro is thunder. These are the marks in Krishna's feet. Dhajo Bajro Jhashankito Pado Jugam. Pranamami Sada. Bhajo Krishna Nidhim Brajaraja Sutta. Another song is Dhajo Bajrankusho Pankajo Kolitam Brajo Bonita Kucho Kumkuma Lolitam. There it says Dhajo, Dhaja is flag, Dhajo Bajro. Ankush is the elephant gourd. So these are the marks in Krishna's lotus feet. This song is by Srila Rupa Goswami. Dhajo Bajrang Kusho Pankajo Kolitam Brajo Bonita Kucho Kum Kuma Lolitam. Oti lohito moti rohito. I'm forgetting the rest. Anyway. So these are the marks in Radharani's feet. So goat, elephant goat, and upon her heel is a half moon. There's a half moon on her left heel. Thus there are 11 marks on her left foot. And in this way, at the base of the large toe of her right foot is a conch shell, and below that a spear. At the base of the small toe of her right foot is a sacrificial altar. Below that an earring. Below the earring, a spear. Along the base of the second, third, fourth, and small toe is the mark of a mountain, below which is a chariot, and on the hill is a fish, Meena. So this way, the gopis found that Krishna must have left with this particular gopi who is the most expert in worshipping Krishna. So this is Srimati Radharani. So Radharani's mohima, Radharani's glory has been kept as a secret. যদি গৌড় না হইত কেমনে হইত কেমনে ধরিতাম দেহে
প্রেমরস সীমা রাধার মহিমা জগতে জানাতো কে, যদি গৌর না হইত, ইফ শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ডিড নট কাম, তবে কি হইত, কেমনে ধরিতাম দে, হাউ উড আই হ্যাভ মেনটেইনড মাই বডি, হাউ উড আই হ্যাভ রিমেইনড অ্যালাইভ ইফ শ্রীমতী রাধা, ইফ গৌর চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ডিড নট কাম, দেন হু উড হ্যাভ রিভিলড দ্য আইডেন্টিটি অফ শ্রীমতী রাধারানী, হু ইজ দ্য epitome of the loving relationship of Vraja, loving relationship of Vrindavan. Premo Rasa Sima, the loving mellows of Vrindavan, Prem, Madhurya, Prem, and Sima means the limit of that. That is Srimati Radharani. Radharani is the epitome of Krishna's loving dealings in Vrindavan. Premo Rasa Sima Radharo Mohima Jagote Janato Ke Madhuro Vrinda Bipino Madhuri Probesho Chaturi Shar Borojo Juboti Bhavero Bhakuti Shakuti Hoitokar. Who would have had the strength, had the power to understand the glory of Srimati Radharani, which is who is Radharani? The Borojo Juboti Bhabiro Bhakuti Shakuti Hoitokar. The damsels of, the young damsels of Vrindavan. That loving relationship has been perfectly epitomized in Srimati Radharani. Madhuro Vrinda Bipino Madhuri. The Madhuri, the sweetness of Vrindavan. Madhuro Vrinda Bipino Madhuri Probesho Chaturi Shar. Who can ever enter into Vrindavan? Previously we discussed a few times, it is impossible to enter into Vrindavan. Not only Lord Brahma cannot enter into Vrindavan. Brahma doesn't have access to Vrindavan. Lord Shiva doesn't have access to Vrindavan. Even Lakshmi Devi doesn't have access to Vrindavan. That is how rare is Vrindavan. In order to enter into Vrindavan, Lord Shiva had to become Gopeshwar. Gopeshwar Shiva. As a Gopeshwar Shiva, he entered into Vrindavan. Lakshmi Devi, Krishna had to carry her in his chest as Sri Vatsa to let her enter into Vrindavan. So that is how rare the opportunity to enter into Vrindavan. That's why he's saying, Madhuro Vrinda Bipino Madhuri Probesho Chaturi Shar. It's impossible to enter into Vrindavan. And there in Vrindavan, it is impossible to enter into Vrindavan, and in Vrindavan, Borojo Juboti Bhabero Bhakuti Shakuti Hoitokar. As it is difficult, it is impossible practically to enter into Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, the loving exchange between the damsels of Braja and Krishna, who could ever understand that? Borojo Juboti Bhabero Bhakuti Shakuti Hoitoka. Jodi Gouro na Hoito, Tobe ki Hoito, Kamone Dhoritam Dehe, Premo Rasa Sima, Radharo Mohima, Jagote Janatoke. Who would have revealed the identity of Srimati Radharani?
যদি গৌর না হইত তবে কি হইত, কেমনে ধরিত। গাও গাও পুন গৌরাঙ্গের গুণ, সরল করিয়া মন এ ভব সাগরে, এমন দয়াল না দেখিয়ে একজন। Therefore, sing the glory of Gauranga. Gao gao puno Gaurangero guno sharolo koriya mon. Making your mind very simple. If the mind remains full of complexities, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy will not manifest. Complex mind means materialistic mind. Simple mind means transcendental mind. When our mind is materially motivated, then the mind is full of complexities. Sharol, what is the opposite to sharol? Opposite to sharol is kutil. Kutil means crooked, wicked. So if our mind remains wicked, then there won't be any possibility of receiving the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gao gao puno gaurangiro guno sharolo koriya mon. E bhavo shagore emono doyal na dekhiye ekojon. In this ocean of material nature, I do not see anyone as merciful as He is. So this was sung by Basu Ghosh. Therefore, we must make it a point to receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Why did we come to ISKCON? We have come to ISKCON with only one objective. That is to receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. There is no other reason for joining ISKCON. We should be very careful that after joining ISKCON, we do not run after Dhanam, Janam and Sundarim. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a very, very strict warning. Na Dhanam, Na Janam, Na Sundarim. We should not be running after money. We should not be running after popularity or followings, and we should not be running after beautiful women. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundari. These things have to be rejected, and there should be only one objective, that is to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the only mission we have. Serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.